Okay, I think we'll get started now.
好，我们现在开始回来上课。
Okay, now for this session here, what we'll do, we'll go back to the covenant that God has now with the people of Israel.
好，我们现在要回到来继续谈神与以色列所立的约。
Now we see how God has made his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And then about, it's going to be 2161, about 1441, 21, about 600 years later. Yeah, he's going to confirm that promise again with the people of Israel. See, Abraham was born in 2161 and when he was older, so let's say 2100. And then there was, the Jews came out of the land in 1441. So about 550 years after God gave his promise to Abraham, now we're going to see he's going to give it to the Jewish people.
That's 700 years.
Okay,
21 minus 14 is 7.
yeah, but it's actually 1441, about 650 maybe. Anyway, yeah, so nearly 700 years, you're right.
好，那当这个神将他的跟亚伯拉罕立约，是在西元前2100多年的时候，然后到了之后西元前1440几年的时候呢，神再次跟以色列人重新确认他跟他们立的约。
We have all of those generations down to Moses because you have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Joseph goes down to Egypt. And then after they have a new king, they're in Egypt for 420 years, I think it is.
140, I think.
440, okay.
因为这个时候呢，应该是说亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各，他到了他的儿子约瑟到了埃及，后来雅各的全家都搬去了埃及啊，然后在这个时候呢，他们得到了埃及王的非常大的款待哈，因为埃及王非常仰赖约瑟，但之后呢，换了新的国王之后呢，事情就不一样了。然后整个以色列人，好，他们在埃及就变成了奴隶，所以他们有了将近440年的一个奴隶的一个历史，非常比较悲惨的一个生活状态。
Now you have to remember that at that time that the Jews were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years, they didn't have the Bible because the Bible wasn't even written yet. And the only way they had to remember about their Lord Jehovah was from teaching. Like the parents would have to tell the children and the grandchildren, and that information was passed on by word of mouth.
而在那400多年的这个奴隶的生活中啊，这些犹太人是没有圣经的，因为那时候圣经还没有被写啊，所以他们所有对于神的认识和教导呢，都是经由父母传给孩子，靠他们的口来教导孩子。
And so all of the stories, whether you go back to, you know, talking about God creating the earth and what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve, you know, everything that happened before the Bible was written, it had to be taught from the parents to the children.
所以呢，在圣经还没有写下来的状态下，所有的对于神的认识包括神创造天地有伊甸园，然后这个亚当夏娃离开了伊甸园等等，所有的事情全都是由父母以口相传的方式来教导孩子们。
But you have to remember also in those days there was no distractions for them. Yeah, they had to work obviously as slaves and when they came back at night they were probably very tired. But there was no entertainment really to speak of. They didn't have television, they couldn't go to the movies or anything. And so talking about their background, you know, and Jehovah, talking about Jehovah and God, this would have been a very important part of their lives.
而大家要了解哈，在那个时代也没有很多的这个娱乐啊，也没有电影可以去看，没有电视可以看，所以呢，父母亲啊以口相传讲过去他们的故事，他们的来自哪里的背景啊，然后谈论耶和华的对他们犹太人的这些救恩，其实是他们生活中非常重要的一个部分。
Now, I say an important part of their lives, obviously for some people, because like in any generation of people, and whether it's any race or any group of people, you're going to get some people that are interested and some that aren't. So maybe even some people got involved in the worshipping the gods of Egypt, which I think many did actually. But still, you're going to have certain people, certain families, and they are going to be the ones that are carrying on the information from one generation to the next.
当然呢，在那个时候呢，他们这些犹太人生活在埃及的环境里，他们很可能也有一些人哈，父母亲没有给很好的教导，他们就开始去拜埃及的偶像、埃及的神啊。但是一定也有一些父母亲是非常注重教导孩子们认识耶和华跟耶和华所教导的事情。
Yeah, and you could have someone in a family whose parents were negative, which means that whose parents, maybe they weren't even believers for that generation, and maybe they were worshipping the gods of Pharaoh, but you could have a child in that family and they're interested. Maybe they heard about Abraham from someone and they want to know more. Who is the God of Abraham? And so God would lead that person to somebody who would teach them.
而有些家庭呢，很可能父母亲根本不信神了，哈，也都去这个敬拜法老的神，而没有敬拜耶和华。但是有可能他们的孩子却在什么地方听到了亚伯拉罕，而想要更认识亚伯拉罕的神。那神呢，就会带领他们到别的地方去，让有人可以教导他们。
Remember we just saw in the last session from Psalms 23:6 how God is running after us. He's chasing after us, trying to bless us.
就像我们刚才在这个诗篇23章6节所说的，神呢都是想尽办法啊，要追着我们，把祝福给我们。
His goodness and his mercy, which can be translated as grace, is chasing after us. With his righteousness and justice, he's chasing after us and he wants to bless us.
就是神要将他的恩惠慈爱好用追着跑着要把他给我们，就是我们说的恩典啊，神是要想方设法的给我们。
To try to show that example, I was using the example of being blessed with money, but actually the greatest blessing that you can have is the word of God in your soul.
虽然我们刚才的这个例子啊，是用金钱来作为神给我们的一个恩典的一个代表，但其实神给我们最大的恩典就是神的话语。
And that's something God is always doing. He's always chasing after Christians and saying, hey, study my word. Here's the word. Here's a place you can study the word. If you're interested, just turn up for Bible class or turn on your computer or open up the Bible, something like this.
所以神呢，他一直告诉我们基督徒啊，你要认真的读我的话语，因为神的话语就是真正的恩典啊。所以他想方设法的追着我们，要让我们学习神的话语。
And so even when people were slaves in Egypt, that doesn't limit God's ability to provide opportunities for people to learn His word. To learn, we say the Bible, but really to learn the word of God.
所以即使是在埃及的这些奴隶，这些以色列人是在当奴隶，神依然会想方设法的让他们可以学习神的话语，因为这是神最大的恩典。
And they might have an excuse. Some people say, well, yeah, I know I should study the word of God, but I don't have the time and I'm too tired.
有些人会说，哦，我好想要学神的话语啊，但是呢，我实在没有时间，或者是我实在太累了。
Well, that just means that you haven't organized your priorities properly.
这就代表的是你没有把你的优先次序弄对。
Yeah, I would believe that even as slaves in Egypt, for anybody that was positive, meaning anybody that wanted to study the word of God, God would provide opportunities.
所以呢，我们要理解呢，神永远都会给我们机会，即使是在埃及的奴隶。他们依然有机会要学习神的话语。
Okay, so when it came down to the time of Moses, the people were actually crying out to Jehovah. So obviously the word of God had been going through from generation to generation, and these people understood that Jehovah was their God, and they're crying out to Jehovah.
而在这些一代一代相传之中呢， 让这些在埃及的奴隶以色列人们呢，他们就知道有耶和华的存在，而对着耶和华神呼求啊，不断的呼求，他们的生这个奴隶的生涯是非常的悲惨的。
It says here in Exodus 2:24, God heard their groaning and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac and with Jacob.
所以呢，在出埃及记的二章二十四节里面就提到说，神听见他们的哀哭，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
Okay, so you see the connection there with Abraham. And the people are crying out to their God, and then God, he's remembering his covenant. Now, it's not like God would forget anything, but now God knows this is the time. The people are ready, and I have prepared my person. That's going to be Moses.
好，所以呢，这边讲到说，神纪念跟亚伯拉罕他们立的约，好，并不是代表说神忘记了这个约，而是说神觉得这个时刻，他想起来，他觉得这个时刻是对的时间了。
And in Exodus 2:25, so that's the next verse there, we see that God looked upon the children of Israel and God, now it says had respect in English, but actually God knew them. The word is yada, which means to know. God knew them. Literally it means God knew them.
好，就是说在出埃及记二章二十五节里面也提到说，神看到以色列人啊，也知道他们的苦情，就是说神是了解他们的状态，了解他们的这种很痛苦的生活，所以他用了这个 radam 这个字啊，其实。
Oh, wait, hang on, Serena. I think they've actually translated. That's not a good translation here. You've got 也知道他们的苦情 ，right?
Yeah.
What's it? Yeah. That word is not there.
Means bitter situation.
Yeah. It's not saying God knew their situation. It's saying God knew them. He knew the people.
Oh, so.
Yeah, so I think, and that's what they bring out, see, in the traditional one here. Yeah, because, see, you have the dot, dot, dot here and the traditional in the NET Bible. It's because there's no object in the sentence. It just says, and God had respect, but we say unto them because that's looked on as the object.
Okay, 所以呢，这边的这个翻译有一点不对哈，就是说像这边上面一行跟下面一行，就是两个不同的翻译。下面的这一行说，神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。其实，在原文里面是没有讲苦情，就是说也知道他们。
God knows them. See, and this is the best translation here in the King James Version from here. God looked upon them, so he saw the sons of Israel, and God knew them. I knew you, I know you. That's what he's saying.
但是这个动词最好的翻译方法还是知道啊，就说如果看英文写的翻译就非常好哈，所以这个英文是说呢，神就看着他这些以色列的儿子们，这些以色列人，以色列的儿子们，而神呢知道他们，认识他们。
Yeah, it's important this is translated properly because we're going to see that these people are believers. Because God is using them, I know you, it means that they're believers.
因为呢，这些翻译的字用的很重要哈，因为这真正的神的意思就是他知道他们，他认识他们。
See, this is what God has been waiting for. He's been waiting for a generation of real believers. Believers in Jehovah, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神呢，认识那些认神的人。
Okay, now we're going to see this term come up. I see in Matthew 7:23, this is when Jesus is talking to the religious people, and notice he says here, he will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you that work iniquity.
好，我们要知道，来看一下马太福音七章二十三节。好，这个耶稣说，我就对他们宣称，我从来不认识你们。
Yeah, but actually the Greek word is just know. So you have gnosis from here, and it just means I didn't know you. So he's saying, 不认识你, really, that's what he's saying. That's a good translation.
对，就是不认识这边是我不认识你，就是很好的一个翻译。
Yeah, because remember, if you go back in the previous verses, you know, it's talking about these people that are doing all these miracles and things like that. And they're prophesying and they're saying, we're doing it in your name. But actually, they're not even believers. That's why Jesus says, I don't know you, because they haven't believed in him.
因为马太福音第七章这边是在讲说那些在搞那些奇神迹啊奇事的人啊，他们都说他们是因着耶稣的名在做这些神迹奇事的，但其实他们根本不是信仰这个耶和华的人，所以耶稣就很生气的说，我根本不认识你们。
Yeah, now of course Jesus as God, yeah, he knows everybody. He's omniscient. So he's not saying, I don't know you. He knows who these people are. But this is an expression, or we can say like an idiom, to mean that he doesn't have that close relationship with these people. And they don't have a relationship with him because they don't believe in him.
因为呢，这些人根本不相信耶稣，所以耶稣就很清楚的说，你们这些人根本就不是，我是不认识你们的，什么你们奉着我的名传道，奉着我的名赶鬼，奉着我的名行异能，这个基本上他就是驳斥他们，完全不相信，因为就是在说这些人跟他是没关系的。
Yeah, you see this term in the Old Testament where it talks about like when a husband and wife get married, and then the Bible say, and then they knew each other, which means that they had sex. You know, if they know each other, that means they had sex.
But that knew is a different word or
no, it's the same word. It's the same word.
Oh, 在那个圣经里面哈，也有用到，就是说夫妻结婚后啊。他们就知道了彼此，这个用到的那个知道也是同一个字，但它其实意思是他们有了性关系。
Now the Bible is not saying they didn't know each other before and now they just knew each other. What they're saying is now they have that very close relationship.
所以这个意思并不是说这夫妻在结婚前彼此不认识对方，而是说他们现在结婚了，他们有了性关系，所以他们有了非常相亲非常亲的关系，所以也有这个知道，也有一个亲密关系的意思。
Okay, and it's the same thing when you believe in Jesus Christ. As soon as you've put your faith in Christ as your Savior, now you have God's imputed righteousness and there's no barrier between you and God. So now you have this perfect relationship with him.
当我们与神就是我们接受了耶稣基督为我们的救主，我们得到了这个救恩之后呢，我们也就被神给予了那个神的公义这个礼物，而我们就可以跟神非常亲密的相交，所以神跟我们就是真正的认识彼此，我们是有亲密关系的。
Okay, so I think you can see the concept now in Exodus 2:24 and 2:25. When it says God knew them, what this is saying is that these people, there's a whole generation here of believers. They've all believed in Jehovah.
好，所以这个出埃及记二章二十四节呢，就讲到的是说，这整个以色列人呢，就跟神有了非常亲密的关系，因为这些相信耶和华的人，他们就是与神有了亲密的关系。
Okay, and so that statement, it affirms the Jews' salvation. So here we see clearly that these Jews are saved.
所以呢，这个说法呢，就等于是说这些犹太人得救的意思。
Now there's another statement which helps us to understand that these people are saved in Exodus 14:13.
好，然后我们再看这个出埃及记14章13节来表达这些犹太人得救的概念。
Now I've got it on the slide here and it says, and Moses said to the people, do not fear. Now this is when the Pharaoh is chasing after, Radaf, remember, he's pursuing after the Jewish people. And then Moses says, do not fear, stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will prepare for you this day.
好，这一段呢是摩西对他的这些跟随他逃离埃及的这些犹太人们所说的哈，就是不要惧怕，只管站住，就 stand still， 好，站住，站立不动，好，然后看耶和华今天向你们要施行的救恩。
Now remember, and sometimes, and like I said in the last session, that God just wants us to stand still. Now these people were screaming and they were running around and God was trying to bless them. God was, you know, radaf. God wants to chase after them with the blessings. Say, stand still and you're going to see this really amazing thing happen and you'll never forget this.
而当这个犹太人他们要出埃及的时候呢，那个因为大军，埃及的大军又在后面追赶啊，他们就那些百姓们就吓坏了，又跑又叫的哈。但是呢，摩西就说不要惧怕，只要站住不动，这是神要施行救恩的时候，你就是不要做任何的事。
Yeah, and see, Moses had a great blessing in his soul because he had the word of God and he believed it. And so he was just standing there and he could see the situation unfolding before him. You know, it was happening before him, but he knew that running around and screaming and saying, God help me, God help me, you know, that's not going to help.
因为摩西在他的魂里面是有非常非常强烈的信念，他相信神要施行救恩。他看到这些人那边又喊又叫的呢，他知道这是不对的，这是没有用的，他就是在让他们要安静下来，好敢看，就是停下来看神即将要在他们面前展开来的这个神迹。
Yeah, so like we had the word radaf, which means to chase after. And one way the Pharaoh was chasing after the Jews to try to catch them, but God was also chasing after the Jews with his grace. And instead of saying run away, saying God is saying stand still and believe in my promises, and then you'll be really blessed.
当法老呢正在以大军追赶要抓拿这些犹太人的同时呢，这个用 radam 这个追杀的这个同时呢，耶和华神也在追赶这些犹太人，为了要给他们更大的祝福。
Okay, but then Moses says as well, he says, now there's the word salvation, see the salvation, which means that God is, we're not talking about eternal salvation here, we're talking about being delivered from that problem.
所以呢，在这边呢，他用了说站住啊，然后看神要提供给你们的施行的救恩，但这个救恩呢，当然不是指那个到永生的那个救恩，这边指的是将你将这些犹太人从问题中解救出来的救恩。
But Moses does tell them, he says, for the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall never see them anymore. And the Hebrew word is ad olam, which means forever and ever and ever. You will never see them again.
而他说你们 他跟这些犹太人说，你们今天看到的这些埃及人呢，你将永远永远不会再看见他们了。
So this means that these Egyptians, none of them are believers. You know, if they were believers, or any of them are believers, then Moses might say, well, you know, you're going to see them again, but not until you get to heaven. But he doesn't even say that. He says, even when you're in heaven, you will never see these people again.
因为呢，这些埃及人他们都不是信徒啊，都不是相信耶和华的啊，所以这些人呢，他们也不可能将来在天堂可以见到啦，所以呢，这个摩西就说：“你们今天看到的埃及人将永远不会再见了。里面只要有的，如果是有这个相信耶和华的话，还有可能在天堂见。那这些人显然都不是嘛，所以都永远永远不会再见。”
Yeah, see, those soldiers are going to die when they're trying to cross the Red Sea. They're trying to chase after the Jews, and then they're going to drown in the Red Sea, and they all die, of course, and then they go to Torments, which is the place that is held for the unbelievers, and then they go to the great white throne judgment, and then they're thrown in the lake of fire forever.
而这些埃及人呢，他们显然就是等会儿就要被这个大海淹没，然后他们会死，然后他们就会被送，就会掉到无底洞去，然后在那边等到这个白色大宝座的审判的时候呢，他们会被再拉起来，好，这个复活被审判，然后审判之后他们就会被送到火海里面、火湖里面，他们会被送到火湖里面、不断的被烧。
Okay, and so yeah, the Jewish people, see, God knows them. He said that in Exodus chapter 2 verse 25. He says, I know you people. They're all saved and they're going to go to heaven. So you have the Jews in heaven and you have the Egyptian soldiers in the lake of fire. They're never going to see each other again.
在讲的就是说，这些以色列人、犹太人，他们信神的人，他们将来是会到 这些是神都认识他们的，他们将来是会有永生，然后会到天堂去的。而这些埃及的军兵，他们都是不信神的，所以他们将来最终是要到火湖去的。所以他们永远，这以色列人跟这些法老的军兵是将永远不再见。
And actually there's a verse in Psalm somewhere and it tells us that the Pharaoh was in that crowd as well. So the Pharaoh died at the Red Sea too. So he was leading that army.
我们也知道的是法老他是带着这军兵一起去追赶以色列人的，所以法老也将会死在海里。
But we believed in God and Jesus can say, I know you. So we're saved and one day we'll get to meet up with those Jews as well.
而这些以色列人呢，这些犹太人呢，是神认识他们的，所以呢，也就是说，将来我们这些认识神的人会在天堂跟这些以色列犹太人们啊相。
Okay, is there any questions about this?
请问大家有什么问题吗
？You can turn on your microphones if you have a question.
大家可以打开麦克风，可以讨论一下。
没有什么问题。
Okay.
那没有问题也可以发表意见。
Okay. Okay. So let's bow our heads.
今天课程到这边，我们来低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we had to learn about your grace.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够学习理解你的救恩。
And to understand that is your plan, that you want to bless us, that in order that we can be very happy and that you can be glorified.
也感谢你让我们认识你的恩典，让我们知道可以经由接受你的祝福而荣耀你。
We give thanks for your protection and your provision under all circumstances.
让我们在各种时候呢，我们都知道会有你的保守。
And your provision as well.
以及你对我们的提供。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, see you all again on Saturday morning.
Yes, 我们礼拜六早上10点见。